Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. First up today, Apple CEO Tim Cook has officially agreed to testify as part of a U.S. House Judiciary Committee antitrust probe later this month. The goal of the bipartisan congressional probe is to find out whether tech giants like Apple capitalize on their size to give themselves an unfair advantage over smaller companies, and whether these decisions affect consumers. In Apple's case, the concerns generally center on the cut the company takes from App Store sales and in-app payments and subscriptions. The House antitrust panel has been investigating Apple and other big tech companies since last June, looking into the dominance of a small number of digital platforms and the adequacy of existing antitrust laws and enforcement. Tim Cook was facing increasing pressure to testify at the hearing, especially given that Amazon, Facebook, and Google leadership had all already agreed to face questions. In the past, Apple representatives, such as the company's chief compliance officers, have testified during congressional hearings on anti-competitive concerns. But this time around, we'll get to hear from Tim Cook himself. Other big tech CEOs will also participate in the hearing, including Jeff Bezos from Amazon, Sundar Pichai from Google, and Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. The hearing will take place on Monday, July 27th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time and will be broadcast live to everyone. But given the COVID-19 pandemic, all of the CEOs will be permitted to attend the event remotely through video chat. Next up today, another app has been caught spying on user clipboards thanks to iOS 14's new privacy features, but we've also learned more about how developers can adopt a new API to help preserve privacy while also accessing the clipboard when necessary. The latest app to be scrutinized for this practice is Reddit, but the company says a forthcoming update will remove the code in question. In its current state, the Reddit app for iOS triggers the new iOS 14 clipboard notification every time the keyboard is pressed in the app. A Reddit spokesperson explained that this is due to a code path that checks for URLs, then suggests a post title. The company emphasized that the pasteboard contents are not stored or sent elsewhere, and that an update coming on July 14th will remove the code completely. But there is a new API available to developers that will help reduce the number of times a clipboard paste notification is displayed. This means an app like Reddit could check to see if the clipboard has a URL, and if a URL is found, the app could copy the contents and perform whatever action it needed to perform, such as generating a post title like in Reddit's case. This would still trigger the iOS 14 notification, but if the test was false and the pasteboard did not contain a URL, the app could do nothing and avoid triggering endless clipboard notifications. This API will help developers improve the experience in their apps while also retaining functionality and protecting privacy. But what remains to be seen is which applications will adopt the API versus which will simply avoid accessing the clipboard at all. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder and Calory, two applications that make it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. But Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to stay on top of your daily water intake using iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. But for ultimate food tracking, check out Calory. From the creators of Waterminder, Calory is the easiest way to count calories, track macros, and all of your food intake from your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch. Calory allows you to seamlessly track everything you eat throughout the day with quick access from Siri shortcuts, Apple Watch, and more. You can learn more and get started today with both Waterminder and Calory at the link in the show notes below or by searching for them in the App Store on your devices. That's Waterminder and Calory, C-A-L-O-R-Y. Supply chain technology publication Nikkei has posted its latest report on Apple's upcoming iPhone 12 lineup, corroborating much of what we already knew via other sources. The report says that the iPhone 12 lineup will consist of four new models, and each will be equipped with an OLED display. This will be the first time that all of Apple's flagship phones use OLED screen technology, which offers true blacks and better contrast. For instance, in the current iPhone 11 lineup, the lowest-end iPhone 11 uses an LCD display. The report also confirms what has previously been rumored about the iPhone 12's lack of bundled accessories. The iPhone 12 is not expected to include the USB charger in the box or wired earpods in the box. The report also explains that Apple is not bundling these accessories to save on cost, and it's motivated by the fact that most iPhone users already own a plentiful supply of chargers and headphones. As far as the display size is concerned, the iPhone 12 lineup will feature a new screen size lineup as part of the new design. The iPhone 12 will come in a new smaller 5.4-inch screen size, two 6.1-inch models, and a new larger 6.7-inch version. The overall industrial design of the device will look a lot like the modern iPad Pro with flat edges. The 5.4-inch iPhone 12 and one of the 6.1-inch models will be positioned as the lower-end devices, while the other 6.1-inch model and the 6.7-inch model will represent the iPhone 12 Pro with all of the new features, including a LiDAR scanner. Today's report says that Apple will rely predominantly on Samsung for supplies of OLED iPhone screens. Apple has been trying to add BOE technology into the supply chain to increase competition amongst its suppliers, but the firm has yet to meet Apple's strict quality controls. Apple is expected to officially announce the iPhone 12 at a virtual media event in September. While some reports have pointed to production delays as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, it seems Apple has mostly caught up after COVID-19 restrictions were lifted in China. iPhone delays are still expected to be around a month or two at most, but this means that all iPhone 12 models will be launched before November. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.